Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little ZZ Top bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I think you'll like it. You're going to get it every Sunday afternoon by email. And if you decide you don't like it, you can unsubscribe yourself. It works like a charm. The Quants, ladies and gentlemen. The Quants are a group of people that Scott Patterson has written about. It's the title of his book. It's a bestseller, by the way, New York Times bestseller. Congratulations, Scott Patterson, on that. And we're proud of you. The Quants is a new breed, as he says, of math whizzes that conquered Wall Street. And they did it with some technological innovations. And that's what we were, Scott, that's what we were just talking about in the previous right. segment. When a small business owner innovates, as I'm encouraging them to do as much as I can, with as much belief as I can in them to innovate. But when small businesses innovate, they create something of value. They don't just build something that makes them money. It's something of value for everybody. It benefits everybody. When the quants are innovative, that's not necessarily the case, is it?
It's I think the last few years have shown that a lot of these innovations, as they like to call them, were really time bombs.
Right.
For many years, this group of people were patting themselves on the back for having created all of these things that were, they felt, making the economy more resilient. Securitization is a perfect example of
right.
this. It's the practice of buying loans and packaging them in securities and then slicing them up into all these different pieces and selling them around the
but,
world.
But isn't securitization okay? The problem you get into is when you re-securitize? Meaning you re-leverage something that doesn't have any new collateral. It's another
securitization is a good idea. What Wall Street did was take it to the nth level of, yes, repackaging the securitized products into new securities and then packaging more complex things around those. So
that's how the mortgage-backed securities wound up being leveraged as much as 70 to 1.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly how it happened. And they believe that because, the people that they were selling these things to knew what they were doing, at least this is what they say, that they were selling them to individuals and hedge funds who were able to manage their risk, that you were actually creating an economy in which more people could buy houses. So, that
was their
justification of what they were doing,
and they had co-conspirators too. They had the government and the Fed who were co-conspirators,
the Federal Reserve and the government, yes,
and the mortgage brokers and the buyers on the. I mean, there are a lot of unindicted co-conspirators in this thing, aren't there?
It's huge, Jim. It's absolutely
from the person who bought a house, who knew they couldn't afford it, to the realtor who sold the person the house, who knew they couldn't afford it, to the mortgage broker who arranged for the mortgage and sent it upstream,
I personally have a lot more sympathy for the buyers of these products, although I know that's a controversial view. But you have to remember what things were like in 2005 and 2006, and I believe Wall Street was perpetuating this illusion
right.
that the price of houses would keep going up. And if you could buy a house and refinance it 2 years down the road at a fixed interest rate, this is what everybody was doing, and even Alan Greenspan was encouraging people to do this. And there was a sort of a collective delusion that this would continue, and there were a lot of very smart people who were making arguments that because of the financial innovations, so-called innovations on Wall Street, that this was a new era in which house prices would go up, maybe not as quickly as they had in the past, but there really was this belief that even Ben Bernanke, our Fed chairman,
right,
called this the Great Moderation.
What if, you know, this sort of reminds me like the first time the really smart guys decided that they could build an atomic bomb, and somebody said, think of all the cool things we could do with this.
Right.
you know, that's kind of what they're doing. Should we?
Well, another thing with the innovations that the quants come up with is the impact is unfathomable because, you know, you introduce a new product in a bank that has, you know, billions of dollars, and these things affect people all around the country. When a small business
right.
is innovating, they're able to test it out.
Right.
They can, you know, sell it to people in the local community, and if it doesn't work, and if there may be some small harmful side effects with those products.
But it's mostly to them.
People can stop it, but these.
But the harm is mostly to them, Scott.
Well, yes, I know.
The creator.
A good incentive not to do that.
Right. But it's not necessarily so for the quants, is it?
You know, they might see their salaries cut. some might lose their jobs, but it's another thing about Wall Street is if you can stick with it for a few years, you're going to be set for life.
Right.
You know, you make millions of dollars. So the incentives are another big problem.
There's a Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission that has been formed by President Obama. And quickly, folks, their goal is, it's a bipartisan commission given the critical nonpartisan mission to examine causes of the financial crisis and find out what happened. And Scott's been tracking these guys. When we come back, I'm going to ask him if this commission is even looking at these innovations that we're talking about. And is that what we need to be focusing on from a reform standpoint? Should the innovations be monitored and curtailed potentially? 10 Till, right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.